It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Morning and welcome to Fireball Friday. If you're joining us for the first time, we've got a big show coming up. Sam Mitchell very, very shortly. In fact, it has been a big week for coaches and the commentary around the role and the job. So Sam will give his thoughts as well as everything else that is going on at the Hawthorn Football Club, plus a great win for them over a depleted West Coast, no doubt about that. But looking forward to it. If you've got a question for Sammy Mitchell, send it through. The Coaches Association CEO is Alistair Nicholson. He will be in the studio after 8 o'clock. Good of him to come in because there's some things we need to address there. The Friday agenda and Heath Shaw, a couple of his former teammates and good friends, Steel Sidebottom and Toby Green, both playing significant milestones this weekend. Your calls as well, if you want to get involved, you can do that now. The IMR Insurance open line 1300 736 736. As I welcome in David King. Kingy, the big news on Monday night, still, I guess, sending shockwaves through the competition, was Richmond coach Damien Hardwick standing down. Just your overview of it. I haven't heard you speak this week on it specifically, but how surprised and shocked were you by it?
Oh, I think it's the perfect exit. I think it's the way to go out. When the coach knows that he's wrung the rag dry, he's got absolutely the most out of the group, you have to leave in contract. And whether you're sacking or whether you're walking away, whether it's the coach or the club, that this is the only way to do it. It's difficult to run to the end of contracts, and I want to talk about Ken Hinckley later on. It causes so much trauma through the course of that final year with us, the media, judging every win, every loss. What does it do? Has he still got his job? Are they still challenging for top four? Are they still on track? It just causes so much outside noise and distraction. They say they don't listen to it, but of course they do. I think from a Damien Hardwick point of view, from a selfish point of view, one thing he doesn't have to do, he doesn't have to retire his champions. He's not sacking Trent Cotchin. He's not sacking Jack Riewoldt. Now he's first person removed from that discussion now. It's a list discussion. It's now part of the list committee, which he's no longer part of. So I think there's some class in that. And the bottom line is, he's been so good for Richmond. He just shakes hands and says, "Well, we've had a great relationship. Let's move on." And now I'm on the open market in 12 weeks' time.
Yeah, can I play devil's advocate? I don't necessarily violently disagree with anything you've said there, but should he not be the one that's making those calls? And when you've been all in with this group, and like whatever role that he had in the list management, I'm assuming it is significant. He wouldn't be the only one, but Blair Hartley clearly knows what he's doing and has assembled premiership squads before, so he would be influential. But to then walk away 10 games into that, into a group that they're all in, really, and you know, a lot of talk through the preseason was, you know, they're going to go again, and how good is this? They've, you know, addressed the deficiency through the midfield, and this is a group with still enough quality to be challenging for top four. But then 10 games in, it's done, and it's left to the next one.
Well, it's someone else's team now, isn't it? It's someone else's team to make those decisions going forward. I don't think there's anything wrong with getting things wrong or things going wrong. Like, there's no guarantees in footy. Just because you recruit a player, come to us and we'll win you a flag, that's just rubbish. If you think that you're just going to go to a club and win a flag, you're a fool. So the sell to Taranto and Hopper isn't come and play in grand finals with us. It's, hey, look, this is what we do. This is how we play. You can do X, Y, and Z for us, and we think we do A, B, and C really well. So we think we'll challenge again for finals. This is the plan. Now, nothing goes to plan in footy. Nothing goes to plan. So yeah, there are no guarantees. The discussion around these two being recruited to be the difference and take them to the promised land is just ridiculous, I think. I don't know what your thoughts are, but there'd be no ill feeling there from those two guys.
No, I think they've both spoken on it. They wouldn't say it publicly, though, would they?
But what would they say? He told us we were going to win a flag.
He told us that the season wouldn't be over 10 weeks in.
How would he know that?
Well, the season's effectively over, and they've given up on the season 10 weeks in. They wouldn't have expected that.
No, of course they wouldn't have expected it. But like, this is footy. This is reality. Nothing goes to script in reality TV or which is AFL footy. You know, like this is just an evolving, rolling proposition for these guys. It's perform. Those guys could have played better and helped them win those games. So they've got a hand in this as well. So I don't think it's as simple as saying he's given up on them.
1-300-736-736. Richmond fans, clearly, and we've all had our tributes for Damien Hardwick and the great of the game that he has been. But would you be a little bit disappointed if in 12 weeks' time he's got another job? No. And I think you wouldn't, even though he's so burnt out now and needs a break.
So you've been critical of this. You've talked about.
I think it's a great job.
What's a great job?
If that was what you were
So you weren't a fan. I was a fan of Richmond. I stuck fat right up until they got rolled last week. Because I just thought the way they play is so can be brilliant, and diffuses and takes away the opposition's best week in week out. So I like the way they play. I think this is the perfect way to do it. Get yourself 3 months off. Have yourself a break, refresh, and then when the job comes up at Port Adelaide and Port Adelaide say, come and coach us. We've got this midfield. We've got this. We've got that. The sell is easy.
No, that's great for him.
Yeah.
Is it great for the club? My question, Richmond. My question is to the Richmond fans, if 100% that's the right thing for Damien Hardwick to do, to call it now, to get your payout, to refresh, to go away, and then come back and there'll be job offers everywhere. My question is to Richmond, despite him being a great of that football club, is there anything in the Richmond fans that would go, oh, hang on, he said he's burnt out and we've given up on the season 10 weeks in, but then he's gone to coach Gold Coast or Port Adelaide a couple of months after.
But he's burnt out. Yeah. Is he wanting to be burnt out for 5 years?
No, well, I don't.
Does he just need a break?
Well, yeah, but you, if you sign the deal.
What deal?
And if you sign a contract extension and you put yourself in to commit to the footy club and you make these big decisions, to go 10 weeks and then be burnt out and then bob up again in 12 weeks' time and coach.
Oh, I want him to coach again.
Yeah, we all do. So my question is to the Richmond fans, and they may not care about this. Would you question if he was coaching someone else whilst he should still be in contract at the Tigers in 12 weeks' time?
I think he'll be coaching Port Adelaide next year, personally.
Okay.
And I think that's a good thing for footy because the way he coaches is what we want to see. It's highlights, it's free-flowing footy, it's aggression. He needs a break. They've been great for him. I think it's really mature to walk in and say, I've got the most out of this group. You know what? I could sit here in this chair and pick up checks for another 6 months, probably 18 months. And some would do that. Some would just sit there and fulfill their obligations, knowing they're short of 100%. But he hasn't done that.
So talk to me about the Port Adelaide piece, because that's interesting. From you think it's a good thing for footy? Do you think it's a good thing for Port Adelaide to get him? And then what does it mean for a coach who's won his last seven in a row?
Yeah, I want to do a deeper discussion than just that with you later on, because I think the assessments of Ken in season are different to what we all thought starting the year. The pass mark at the start of the year wasn't win seven home and away games in a row, or win 10 in a row, or win 15 in a row. The pass mark's all about the pointy end, and we're miles from the pointy end.
Well, it always is, though, for coaches, for any coach, and there's only one coach that passes that test at the end of the year.
No, there's not. If he makes a grand final, he's fine. If he's charging towards a prelim, probably there's some pressure on him to be re-signed. But they've got to deliver upon. They've been here before, mate. So we'll do this in a deeper sense later. But the Richmond discussion's a good one. I think Richmond fans, 95% of Richmond fans are absolutely wrapped with how this has unfolded. And yes, it's always tough when it finishes. But they'll see him off on the weekend. Even though he won't be there, they'll celebrate him for what he's been. He's taken a club that was nowhere for 40 years.
I'm with you on all of that. But would there be a little bitter taste in a mouth if he is the Port Adelaide coach in 3 months' time? That's the only question.
Give us a call. Let us know.
Give us a call. Sammy is on the line. What's your thoughts, Sammy? And welcome to the show.
Morning, boys. Just a question in life for the coaches and players. When the whips are cracking, internally, who should be under more pressure, coaches or players? And at the end of the day, who should take the brunt if things aren't going well, coaches or players? Well, I think coaches are the ones that come out in the media, get sacked, leave for whatever reason, but rarely do we see players get held to the same account. So just keen on your thoughts with that.
It's always been the coach, hasn't it? Like, forever. It's always, like, even last year, I've said this a couple of times this week, but Don Pike was the hero at Sydney. No one was really talking about John Lomai. We love him as a coach and we respect what he has done, but it was all Don Pike's change the ball movement. Now they're under pressure. No one puts the pressure on Don Pike. It's always the coach. It's never the player. And that's just the culture of footy.
You can't sack 40 players.
Yeah.
But if you want a major shift, the coach goes. But that's world sport, isn't it?
Probably.
The biggest lever you can pull is to sack the coach.
Yeah, and if you look at the fallout for any NFL or NBA season, like Doc Rivers just gets sacked at Philly, and they made probably the equivalent of a prelim final or an elimination final. He's gone straight away. No questions asked. Doesn't matter about the contract. Bang, done. Same in the NFL. But what will happen with them? Like Doc Rivers has already been interviewed for another job. Like they'll just recycle through the same ones, you're more likely to get a second opportunity.
But this evolves, and these texts are right. A week ago, I thought Richmond was still in it. So this is right, because the facts change, and things evolve through the course of the year. Of course, it was going to be tough for them to make the eight and win the flag and all those sorts of things coming from where they come from. That's why whenever we talk at the start of the year and people say, oh, you go too hard too early, the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season are everything.
Mm.
They're everything.
Steve, what's your thoughts on the Richmond job?
G'day, boys. Love the show. I think the question that the next coach, whoever decides to take it on, has got to ask themselves, or if they're thinking about it, is, I mean, let's be honest, the two pillars of that club have been Brendan Gale and Neil Baum. Now, with all the reports going on about Brendan Gale perhaps moving on to another role within the AFL, and who knows what Baum is doing, you know, a new coach has got to have support like that. Otherwise, you know, they're going to do a Carlton again. You know, start second coaches left, right and centre. So,
yeah, it's not a bad point, Steve, as well. Like the change, Peggy O'Neill is gone, Trent Cotchin and Jack Revolt will probably go. So they've changed significantly. So that's the question for them. Do they go with an experienced coach or do they go with a younger one who may not be as well supported as what Damien Hardwick was around the edges? Sam Mitchell is going to join us on the other side of this. We can continue to take your calls right through until 9 o'clock this morning. It's Fireball Friday.